The state of Arizona owns millions of acres of land that it holds in trust. The land produces revenue through the sale of natural products and from sales and swaps. That money is required by the state constitution to be put into a fund that's used for beneficiaries like Arizona's public school system. Two different propositions on this year's ballot affect how the state handles its trust lands. The first, Proposition 118, changes the way revenue from the lands is calculated. Proposition 119 sets new requirements for exchanging state land for other lands. First, let's look at Proposition 118. When state trust land makes money, it's put into a fund and invested by the state treasurer. That money is then distributed to the beneficiaries based on a complex formula. Supporters of Proposition 118 say they want to simplify it. Dean Martin served as Arizona State Treasurer from 2007 to 2011. He's in the private sector now. But while he oversaw the state's finances, he saw how the current formula distributes money from the trust land fund. The problem, he says, is the almost random nature of how the formula is calculated.
It only grabs a snapshot in time over 5 years. So one day every year for 5 years, it grabs that snapshot and determines all the distributions for education and other beneficiaries from that. Every year, day to day, the markets may be up, the markets may be down, and if your snapshot happens to fall on a day the market is down, distributions for the whole next 5 years are impacted.
The result, especially with the national economic recession, was wild swings in distribution. For example, public schools received nothing from the trust land fund in 2010. In fiscal year 2012, public schools got about $78,000. That could change if voters approve Proposition 118, partially because the snapshot is eliminated. The new formula, according to Dean Martin, will take a longer view of the market.
What this does is provide a lot more stability for education and all the beneficiaries of the trust. Their distribution is based on how big the trust is, what's the value of the trust. So as we grow the trust, if the economy is good, it'll grow faster. If the economy is poor, it'll still be there. It'll still distribute because you may have trust land sales or other revenue that's coming in.
Martin's not the only one confident the new trust land distribution formula will mean more money for public schools. Proposition 118 is also supported by the Arizona Department of Education, the Arizona State Land Department, and current State Treasurer Doug Ducey. There's no organized opposition to 118. However, some individual opponents, such as State Senator Jack Harper, say the proposed formula is based on economic projections that could be wrong, which could mean less money flowing into the fund. The other measure on the ballot pertaining to state trust lands is Proposition 119. As provided for in the state constitution, the state may generate revenue by exchanging its trust lands with other public or private land. The only requirement has been that it must sell the lands to the highest bidder. Proposition 119 would give the state an exception to that rule, especially if the traded land is adjacent to a military installation. Proponents of the measure say it's needed to protect military installations from land exchanges that could threaten their existence. Maria Beyer is the state land commissioner for Arizona and is on the Yes for 119 committee.
It would allow the state land department to trade some of its land that it has near military bases for federal lands elsewhere. And the purpose for doing those trades would be to create buffers around military facilities so that their missions are protected and they aren't subject to threats of closure as there are cuts in the defense budget.
This isn't a new idea. Six similar propositions have been on the ballot on Arizona before. Voters rejected all six, but supporters are confident the seventh time is the charm. They say problems with previous propositions have been addressed. State Land Commissioner Maria Beyer says passing the measure will also help the state conserve its lands.
Some of the land that we have that should be in conservation can also be traded to the federal government for revenue-producing properties. So it really is a win-win proposition.
119 enjoys broad support from environmental groups like the Sierra Club and Wilderness Society to the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and the Military Affairs Commission. While there is no organized opposition to 119, some individual opponents say state trust lands simply should not be exchanged at all. You can read more on Propositions 118 and 119, as well as this year's other ballot measures, on the Propositions page at azpm.org/yourvote. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.